Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. The 2025-2026 athletic year saw many achievements reached for the Humboldt Wildcats athletic program. I caught up with O'Hearn to discuss the 2025-26 school year of sports for Humboldt.
Well, I thought it was a year where you saw some first-year head coaches, Carol Waldorf being back coaching volleyball, Joel Hoogland with cross-country, myself coaching basketball on the boys' side, Tony Beach and boys' soccer, and then Sheridan Zika coaching softball. So I thought our first-year coaches all did a real good job and feel like they can build on the years to come here at Humboldt.
Ryan, as we look at the fall sports season, you had football, volleyball, cross-country. First, on the football side, you had a new scoreboard that you debuted. Unfortunately, football team didn't make the playoffs this year, but looked like a solid year for football between the facilities and just the team in general on the gridiron this year.
Just having the district was new this year and really tough, and some long road trips up to Orange City to play MOC Floyd Valley and then to Sioux Center. But right in the mix, came down to some close games. You think about the tough loss at Carroll right there at the end, going for two, which I thought was the right call, and just couldn't get it past the goal line. So just a game of inches in some of those games that we lost in football, but in a situation where we needed to win the last game to get the playoffs, and that's all you can ask for is just a chance to get in, but unfortunately came up short. Schedule flips for this coming year in the fall, so looking forward to seeing the football team, and it's had a great summer in the weight room. All of our student athletes have, with Jake Lewis leading the way, and Coach Derek Elman's always in there, Dallas Clark's always in there, Andy Newell. So those guys do a good job on the strength and conditioning side, which is the lifeblood of our program, just trying to get bigger, faster, and stronger for the upcoming year.
Ryan, you guys had a tremendous season of volleyball, second ever state tournament appearance, first win at the state tournament, and making it all the way to the state championship match, just falling short. I have Assumption Davenport this year.
I think everybody just not necessarily was surprised, but I think early on we saw how good this volleyball team could be when we won our home tournament. Carol Kemper's always here, blue blood program at the 2A level, and we were able to beat Kemper here, and I think that really just springboarded us into the rest of the season. I think they didn't lose a set in the North Central Conference, just swept it all the way through, which was impressive, and then just the home atmosphere in that regional final game against Roland Story, standing room only, the biggest crowd I've seen here, and just nowhere to sit, especially on the visitor side, which was okay, but Roland Story fans weren't too happy about it. But just an electric atmosphere, and we're looking forward to that again, you know, hopefully being able to host another regional championship game in the Humboldt High School gym. And then just the way the volleyball team played down at state with the upset win over Western Christian in the semis, avenged that regional final loss from the previous year, and then just falling to a really tough Assumption game, but to make it to the championship game was just an outstanding season, and bring back a lot of good players. Going to miss some of the seniors, but excellent staff care has assembled, and looking forward to volleyball here in 2026. Our schedule is going to be strong again. We just picked up a home non-conference date with Appleton Parkersburg, so we'll host AP on Monday, September 21st, and that'll be a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 night of volleyball, since we have our home cross-country meet, which you will see those varsity races run about 5:30 and 6 o'clock, so folks will be able to bank both the varsity races and then be back in plenty of time for the varsity match. But that's going to be an exciting night with AP coming to town Monday, September 21st. They were in the state tournament last year in 2A.
Looking at cross country from last year, three runners making the state tournament. You had Bryn Malo, who's made it several times over her high school career, and then the Fisher twins, Aubrey and Avery, really starting off their running season with a fantastic performance, making the state tournament as well.
Bryn capped off a really impressive career, getting back to the state cross-country meet again. The Fisher twins have been outstanding. All three have done a great job in cross-country and track, but Joel's going to get things rolling on the cross-country side. Our boys are going to continue to improve and get better, and I think you'll see our numbers increase on both teams. Rhonda Van Pelt does a nice job assisting. We're looking forward to the second year of Joel Hoogland's program. They've had a good summer in the weight room and morning running, so I think they're going to continue to improve and get better with everybody that they return, and any of the new kids that'll be out for cross country.
And then, Ryan, moving into winter sports, we'll first go with the sport that you coached for the first time here in Humboldt with boys basketball. Solid season for the program, your first season as a head coach here in Humboldt.
It was exciting to be back in the North Central Conference, and I really enjoyed being back coaching basketball after a three-year break. We had a good run at West Burlington in the 5 years I was there. Then West Burlington was able to make the Class 2A state tournament the year after I left. So you just want to see success at the previous program, and like we left it, and then just taking over for Jason Thurm, who's had the program in great shape. Easy to keep things rolling with the fundamentals and just the shooting ability that our kids had this year, shooting a lot of threes, and we'll probably continue to do that with the way the game has kind of changed, shooting a lot of threes and then playing good pressure defense and just trying to continue to improve. We had a good summer, and then I think our seniors did a really nice job and bought in. You know, obviously our starting seniors were the Flaherty twins and Valley Davis. Cade Burtzel had an excellent year. Dane Clark, Chase Hansen, Levi Reek, Cooper Thiesfield. So we're excited about the returners that we have on the boys' side for basketball after this season, and we had a really good summer, I thought.
On the girls' basketball side, head coach Ron Moody, with his program, we're able to be competitive here in this 25-26 season.
Avery Fisher, one of the better players to go through Humboldt, just the way she could score and shoot the ball. Landry Lash going down with the ACL, you know, that just hurt a starter right there, a starter in softball. So we're looking forward to Landry's upcoming season after full rehabilitation. But on the girls basketball side, just lost a tough game down at Carroll in the tournament, but battled hard throughout the season, and they're going to continue to improve and get better. They were starting and playing a lot of freshmen this past season, so I think they've had a good summer. They're in the gym every Monday, Wednesday. Coach Mooney's working them out, so I think you're going to see girls basketball take a big step with all the returners that they have this year.
Boys wrestling, they sent the second most wrestlers in a single season to the state tournament in program history with 8 last year. A solid season for head coach Chad Beeman's squad.
Exciting year for boys wrestling to get that many through to the state tournament as individuals is impressive, and just a credit to how hard those guys work. You just pop into the wrestling room and see how hot it is for one in there, and how hard they're working and making practice harder than the meets, which is, I kind of think, the goal for Coach Beeman. He's been doing it forever, one of the all-time greats in the state of Iowa for wrestling coaches, just runs a great program, and his kids are always going to get better and be wrestling their best towards the end of the season, heading into districts and then the state tournament. And I think they're really excited about all of the returners they have. I know they were up at Algona for a dual tournament last week, and a lot of excitement and reasons for, you know, people to want to come out and watch Humboldt wrestling next year on the boys' side for sure.
On the girls' side, we saw a state champion in 2025 in Brooklyn Robinson. 2026, another girl is on the podium for the first time in Danica Diedrich. She also became the winningest wrestler in the Humboldt girls wrestling program history.
Danica Diedrich had a great year to get to the semifinals of the state tournament. It's impressive down there at Coralville. And I think you'll see her hopefully take a big jump in her senior year and get into that championship match, continue to work hard and get better. And Andy Newell and his staff are able to produce a state level wrestler, it seems like, every year. And I think you'll see them continue to improve and get better. And we've had the biggest numbers at the middle school level that we've had. So I think you're going to continue to see those results kind of come up to the high school level, just with the numbers and the success that we're having at the middle school program, with girls wrestling still being relatively a new sport.
Going into spring sports, boys and girls soccer had a new head coach for boys soccer this year, stepping in with Tony Beach. And then on the girls' side, head coach Rod Mooney with his team into the semifinal, back-to-back years sitting in that in the regional side of the bracket.
Tony Beach taking over for Joe Hadar, did a nice job on the boys' side. They lost some kids to graduation and some kids ran track this year, but I think you'll see Tony continue to grow the program. The youth feeder program with the rec center is going well, it seems like, on Saturday mornings when they're playing. And soccer's a popular sport just with the World Cup, and I think you're going to see maybe more kids looking to play soccer just from watching that this summer. But tough conference, Belmont, Clemmie, or Wright County with Eagle Grove. They had one of their best years in school history. Webster City's always good. So we're going to have to continue to improve and try and get up into the top of the NCC like we're used to here at Humboldt for boys soccer. But we'll continue to get better. I think Tony has a good plan, and he'll continue to develop players and put our best game out there on the soccer pitch.
And then Coach Mooney with girls soccer has been doing it a long time and probably had the best team he's had with the most wins in school history.
And when you get to the regional final level,
You're going to run into a tough team down at Kemper on the turf. But I think girls soccer is really excited with everything they return and proud of the season they had. And it just depends in the postseason where you get bracketed. Iowa Falls had a little better path to the state tournament, easier bracket, we thought. But you probably have to try and run through the conference with only one or two losses to get that kind of seed. And hopefully it's us in the state tournament next year, kind of like Iowa Falls was able to get there this year.
And then, Ryan, state track and field for the boys and girls, they had a combined 9 events go down to the Blue Oval in Des Moines this year.
Impressive year for track. I thought they were running their best races and times and field events, throws down the stretch, which was very important, obviously. And Coach Wickett and Coach Ross, nice job with our boys and girls track program, and always exciting to see them being able to run at the state tournament. The conference, especially on the boys' side, the NCC, maybe the fastest times we've seen in North Central Conference history. So we'll have to continue to try and get faster and throw further and jump higher to compete with the Clear Lakes and the Algonas in the NCC, and then also at the state level, because it seems like the times down there on the boys and girls side are faster and faster just with the training, the shoes, and the surface. It's just an amazing time to see athletes compete at the state track meet with just how fast everybody is.
And then as we move to summer sports here, Ryan, first of all, baseball making it to a sub-state semi for the second consecutive year and had a battle there with Waverly, but the Gohawks able to just outlast Humboldt to move on to the next round. But another solid season for Humboldt baseball with another 20 or more win campaign.
Exciting season for Humboldt baseball with how good their offense was and how well they played defensively. Played a lot of sophomores this year, returned a lot, you know, thankful for the seniors who did a great job for us. Valley Davis, one of the all-time greats on the baseball side, 7 home runs this year, and he was just a staple in the program and his entire career, left-handed bat. So we'll miss him, but bring back Grant Goodell, who pitched great down the stretch. He was so impressive at Algona, coming in for a couple innings, and then the game he pitched at Waverly, just really impressive for a sophomore. So I know they're really excited about him, and then get Chase Hansen back to pitch more innings next year is going to be important for us. And I think he's going to do a great job and have an awesome senior year and healthy. He'll be one of the top pitchers in the state.
And then, Ryan, lastly, softball had a little bit of a slow start, but then really rebounding towards the end of the season with a couple of ranked wins in the penultimate weeks of the season, and then making it back to a regional semifinal for a second consecutive year.
We couldn't be happier with Coach Sheridan Zika and the job she's done with softball. She's starting to get the youth programs going and going to have a camp in the winter. And I don't think people realize that she's driving up here every day from Dayton, which is a good 40 minutes, but she'll be teaching in the middle school. So it'll be good to have her here in our building throughout the school year, being able to talk to the players at the middle school and high school level softball players, and just a great addition. And people probably don't realize how much time her husband Ryan puts into the field. He works at Harlan Rogers Park and does all the field maintenance, but he does all of the field prep here before and after our games and throughout the week here at this Humboldt softball diamond. So I want to give Ryan a shout out. I know he's probably just had a busy week with the double elimination state softball tournament this past week, but he does a great job on the field, and Sheridan's just been a great addition. I think she wanted the challenge of moving up from the 2A level at Southeast Valley to the 3A level at Humboldt, and I think she was able to see just how good some of the other teams are in the conference and on our schedule, and she knows what it takes to continue to improve our players in all areas of the softball game. And you know, it'd be great to get back down to the state tournament here in the next few years, but it's going to take a little bit of a rebuild to continue to develop the players and keep improving our pitching, which we'll have 2 pitchers returning next year, and they both did a great job this season. So looking forward to the future of Humboldt softball with Coach Zika at the helm.
Well, Ryan, I want to appreciate you taking the time and reflecting over this 2025-2026 athletic year for Humboldt. And next week, we'll sit down and we'll talk about the upcoming year with facilities and the upcoming fall sports season for Humboldt.
Okay, Matt, thanks for the coverage, and go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.